We got to go to Colton Sissons. I'm leaving Colton on the line here. Colton, I'm rambling. I'm sorry. Welcome in. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. You guys continue in your point streak as you head into Winnipeg tonight to take on the Jets. You know, and you've been a key part of this. What's been working for you guys that has really changed over the course of the last two or three weeks?
I mean, it's hard to pinpoint one thing. We've had a lot of good things going on. You know, a lot of different guys stepping up and chipping in on the offensive side of things. I think we're just playing a really fast and tenacious game as a whole, and some great goaltending, obviously, has been huge for us down the stretch here. So hopefully we can keep that going this week.
Now, you were given an interesting task of playing alongside Bevilier and Zucker, two guys that were acquired at the trade deadline. Y'all had never played together before, but it feels like the chemistry is starting to build at a pretty quick pace. What's it been like playing with those guys?
It's been good. Yeah, it's been good. It's always a challenge when, you know, sometimes you trade for someone, you got one new guy in your line, but all three of us hadn't played together. So there's a lot of things going on. Obviously, they're trying to learn our system and figure out those things. And then obviously just trying to build a little bit of chemistry and understand each other's game a little bit. And, you know, I thought we have had some flashes of some good stuff out there. Obviously a work in progress, though, but so far so good. I've enjoyed it.
We're talking to Colton Sissons this morning. And, Colton, although, you know, it wasn't, you know, bantered about all, nonstop and left and right, but what was it like when you kind of hear your name mentioned in trade talks? I mean, I know it wasn't out there all the time, but, you know, there's a little rumbling here and there. What's that like going through that process and you still got to go out on the ice and, you know, and perform?
I mean, it's difficult. You know, fortunately, my name wasn't on the TSN list or anything like that, so there wasn't too much of a stir for me personally. But other guys were going through that, and it's challenging. It's stressful. You know, one day you might just wake up and you got to move your whole life somewhere else, and it's difficult, especially if you love playing in Nashville and living in Nashville, like most guys tend to do. So it's very challenging and different for each individual, for sure.
Yeah, you guys welcome a few new players into the mold. What's kind of like the welcome? I mean, I know one of the players didn't show up until you guys got to Columbus, but what's the welcome like in the locker room off the ice? Do you talk to them? Do you sit down? Do they have to stand up and perform some sort of anthem from their high school fight song? Or what is it all like?
Yeah, no initiation process. We didn't really have time for that. We just headed it right into a back-to-back on the road, so we let them off the hook on that front. But no, you just welcome them and get everybody to introduce themselves and make them feel welcome, and you know, talk to them through anything, any questions they have as far as like our game strategy and systems go, and really just figure it out as you go. Everyone's such, most guys are such good dudes in this game that you know, it's pretty seamless when new guys come in. So I think they fit in nicely so far.
That's good. Tonight, taking on Winnipeg, Colton, what would you like to see in the first 10 minutes from your squad tonight as you take the ice?
First 10 minutes, I just like the way we've been starting games lately. We're kind of initiating the pace of what we want to play at and attacking the game. I know playing here a number of times, it is difficult to play in Winnipeg. They're very strong on home ice, so I think if we can kind of take that momentum from them early on, I think we'll be in a great spot.
We're talking to Colton Sissons, Predators forward. So I do have to ask you, the last game against Minnesota, they get the win in overtime, but some pretty unconventional thought process by your former head coach, John Hines, as he pulls the goaltender in overtime. What kind of goes through your head as a player when you see that, knowing that, and I just learned this rule too, that had you guys won, they don't get the extra point. So it was a pretty big gamble on his part, but kind of what went through your head, Colton, when you saw him do that?
Yeah, well, it was surprising because I think most of us had forgotten about that newish rule that, you know, if we score that they don't get a point. So we kind of figured that out after the fact kind of, but, Coach Mack kind of hinted at it on the bench that that's might be one of their strategies here in overtime. So we were kind of ready for it. And obviously they made a good play and scored. And so kudos to Heinze for making a bold call. But, yeah, you don't see that too often.
No, definitely not. Another guy that I've really been impressed with on your team has been Mark Jankowski. Since he's been called up, he also gets a contract extension there at the deadline. It seems like he brings a different kind of energy to your group. Why is he such a good fit?
I mean, he's just a good hockey player, very underrated. He finds open areas in the ice, and he's got great poise. I mean, he's never seems nervous, never seems out of place, and you know, he's making good little plays with that line that he's been on. So they've been ticking at a good pace and a huge part of our success lately.
Well, Colton, best of luck tonight against Winnipeg. We appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Colton Sissons joining us here on the program, the Predators in action tonight against the Winnipeg Jets. Pregame coverage at 5:30 and the puck drop just after 6:30 here on 102.5 The Game.